The promised son will be born. You are commanded to go to the Roman princess in order to guide her to fulfill the divine promise.
Hey, you! Stop right there! Police, stop him quickly! You'd better stop!
What is that in this car?
I ask you, what do you carry?
Colorful fireworks. This city will witness a great wedding for Caesar's grandson. You see, these fireworks will decorate the night of Byzantium.
We still have to check. Open the carriage.
Byzantium has never before seen a wedding like this. Believe me, it is as I told you.
You know the situation is this, sir.
Watch out!
Oh no! This is gonna be a disaster! Oh!
Run away! Get out of the way!
Watch out!
Watch out!
Get out of the way!
What's that?
Watch out!
Oh my God!
Where are you going?
I want that butterfly! I want it!
Come back!
Butterfly, come!
Come back!
A butterfly!
Come back!
I'll catch you!
Jesus was sitting upon the Mount of Olives, where his students asked him about his return to the Mount of Olives at the time of the Second Coming. He replied that it would occur after drought, diseases, and earthquakes. But don't worry, the date of his appearance will come as the sun passes from the east to the west.
Butterfly!
Oh, my sons, those were the verses of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
With all the days of wars and bloodshed, will I live to witness his day and see him? Will that be possible?
Mom, you aren't too old yet. Definitely you will see him.
I want that butterfly, I want it! Butterfly, come! Ah, butterfly, come!
Come here, it's flying away!
Come, butterfly!
Come here! Come here!
I'll catch you, butterfly!
I'll catch you!
It's flying away!
Come here, it's flying away!
Ah, butterfly, come!
By the monologues and Lady Malika's prayers to God, our wedding shall be a blessing and something good for everyone.
Only the things that God wants will happen, Commander Kratos.
God doesn't want any bad for his slaves, and especially for good ones like you, Princess Malika.
Yes, God only wants good for his slaves. Perhaps this is why the wedding ceremony failed the last time and wasn't performed.
The lady shouldn't care about these incidents at all. After all, those incidents will never make me cancel my marriage to the most suitable girl in Rome and the granddaughter of the Emperor.
Listen, Commander Kratos. How can we be happy when injustice and oppression have filled all corners of our country and made our times very black? This makes no sense.
The princess always thinks about the instability of justice. However, you should trust the sword of the most courageous leader of Rome. If you marry me, I promise you, I will work for justice.
I want it. I saw it first. It's my butterfly. I want it. I want it. It's mine.
Hey, wait. Calm down, children.
Watch for yourselves.
Princess.
May God's peace be upon Commander
Children,
Krytus.
Children, take care of yourselves.
May God's peace be upon Miss Malika, the great-granddaughter of Caesar.
May God's peace be upon the great bishop.
This beautiful butterfly that made the city turn upside down was searching for the Roman lady. I've heard that the lady's situation is troubled, and you are on the threshold of marriage. However, it appears that what I've heard is not true.
Oh, greatest vision. I feel a tightness in my chest. My wish is to have the people of Rome participate in my wedding joy and to eliminate injustice from our lives for only one night.
Those who envy and abuse are ignorant of your love and sought for justice. They must have thought that you are disturbed because of the failure of the wedding ceremonies the previous night.
What really worries me and makes me troubled is that I'm not sure at all about my future husband, Krytus. I wonder if he can establish security and safety in Rome.
As far as I know, and according to the divine promise, a day shall come, Malika, when all justice shall spread throughout all Earth through the hands of the promised.
That is true. As I noticed when you were reading the Bible for me, each group of mankind shall see when the Son of Man descends from the clouds of heaven with power and great dignity. And then the day will come when the world will be full of justice and peace.
Until that day comes, when the world shall be filled with justice and peace. Yes, a world filled with justice. Yes, the Son of Man shall come. Yes, justice and security and peace.
Mother, when the lady gets married, will she leave the palace? Will we be able to see her again?
Lady Malika is the granddaughter of Emperor Roman the Great, and when she marries Commander Krytus, commander of the armies of Rome, she will remain here at the palace.
And is Krytus a good man?
Maria, my dear, instead of asking all these questions, think about the beautiful wedding, the various foods and delicacies that you will see or eat only at a wedding like this one.
A scent of fear surrounds you, Krytus. Seems that there is no longer any sign of the Roman commander's courage.
Me? Afraid? This is totally impossible.
Then, you must be a man in love. You're Lady Malika's lover.
No, Herod. A commander like me loves only the sword. Love is only a trick. A trick and a way to obtain the crown and reach the throne of the king.
Then why are you worried and disturbed?
I am worried about the lady.
Open the window. Here he comes just in time. Come on.
Oh, so will the bat now become a pet? Why don't you raise a cat or a dog or even a monkey?
Don't worry, Krytus. It's only a little bat, my dear, can't you see? Nothing to worry about.
I am worried about the lady. Lady Malika is a good woman indeed. She is more like the saints than a granddaughter of Caesar. If we confront her, she will send a scourge down upon us.
You're a man of war and logic. What are these silly myths that you are recounting? She's only a princess with the tenderness and fragility of femininity. You, on the other hand, are but a few steps away from control of the Roman Empire and all its dominion. You must overcome your fears.
I'll say it to you again. I am not afraid of anyone or anything in this world.
Anything?
Maria, my daughter. Do not bother Lady Malika. Let's leave now and let her sleep and rest.
She's beautiful. I'm so thankful. Chosen lady, come with me.
Welcome, my daughter. I am Mary, Jesus Christ's mother. My son Jesus is waiting for you.
May God's peace be upon the pure and chaste, Saint Mary.
We are honored today with the best of God's creation to ask my daughter Malika, granddaughter of Simon, my best guardian, to marry his greatest son. My dear, I promise you that this marriage will lead to the birth of a boy who will fill the world with justice.
Oh, people of Byzantium, hear the following and spread the joy! The wedding ceremony of Lady Malika and Commander Kratos will take place soon!
No, that can't be.
Oh, people of Byzantium, hear the following and spread the joy. The wedding ceremony of Lady Malika and Commander Kratos will take place soon. Oh, people of Byzantium, hear the following and spread the joy. The wedding ceremony of Lady Malika and Commander Kratos will take place soon.
Caesar's wife comes to the kitchen and doesn't find us, there will be a big problem. Come on, Maria.
Continue your work. Nothing would have happened if both of you had come at the right time.
Come on, Maria, come on. May God's peace be upon the Queen.
Do you come at this time, Helena? Is this your daughter, Maria?
Yes, madam.
How big she has become.
Yes, true, Your Majesty.
Maria, tell me, what are you hiding in your hand?
There's nothing in my hand. Look.
Helena, return to your work quickly and prepare the lady's breakfast.
At your service, my lady.
The wedding ceremony is tomorrow, and nothing has been prepared yet. Move! Hurry up!
Come to me. It disappeared again. I got you.
Maria. Maria, come with me to prepare breakfast.
Yes, Mother.
God's peace be upon the greatest Roman Emperor, Esquire Caesar.
May God's peace be upon the great bishop.
I saw Lady Malika in the church today. She was busy with prayer and worship.
Is she still worried about her marriage?
She is concerned with the issue of justice and security more than her marriage. That's what worries her.
I know. She's too worried whether Kratos will be able to establish justice and peace everywhere after the marriage or not. No! But what? Even if Lady Malika's concern is justified, this here marriage must take place either way. I don't want to remember the pain of the bad anniversary of the previous wedding ceremony.
Does that dream mean in your opinion, Helena? I saw it on the eve of my wedding.
I'm pretty sure, my lady, he agrees to your marriage with Commander Kratos.
He agrees to my marriage with Commander Kratos? For such a wedding, why should Jesus Christ ask me for marriage? Why should I have such a dream, Helena?
Yes, my lady.
I think that perhaps this marriage is not beneficial for me.
Take it easy, dear. Take it easy. Someone might hear you. Be careful. Your doubt will weaken and shake the entire foundation of the Roman Empire. It would be better for the lady to work on the preparations for the wedding. If Caesar's wife sees this face, they will surely throw me outside by the castle catapult.
I finished it! I drew this drawing for Lady Malika.
Well done, my dear Maria. You have painted a really nice picture.
Thank you, my lady.
After yesterday's dream, I felt a wonderful sensation about the person to whom I got engaged to. And the boy to whom they promised I would give birth to. Each time I think about them, I feel that my blood is flowing in my veins, and I can hear my heart beating every time.
Wouldn't it be better for you to talk to the Caesar about the fears that lie in your heart? Where are you going? Don't go with these clothes.
May God guide me and help me. May God's peace be upon the great Roman Emperor and the best grandpa in the world.
May God's peace be upon you, Malika, the dearest of Caesar's granddaughters. What happened to make our precious granddaughter come and see us?
Oh, I always miss seeing you, my darling grandpa.
Yes, always. However, there is no doubt that something important happened to make you come to see us at this time of the day.
I have a request to make, and what prompted me to come to you was the hope that you were going to listen and respond to me.
And I'm listening. Do proceed.
I have a small suggestion. Wouldn't it be better if the great Caesar postponed my wedding ceremony with Commander Kratos a bit?
This is impossible. That would not be good for the Roman Empire. We have invited all the princes and ambassadors to attend our wedding ceremony, unlike what happened in the previous ceremonies.
Has my daughter Malika changed her mind about her marriage with Kratos?
I think that I just need some more time, please, Grandpa.
In my opinion, delaying the marriage would not be good for us either. It would be better to stay on schedule.
At your service, Grandpa.
How can he control him? Oh, what an amazing trick! That was amazing!
Yeah, go!
Do it again! How can he control him? How can he do this?
That's really fabulous.
Hey, do it again!
Enjoy, be happy, eat, be happy, children. Be happy, eat whatever you want.
Huh?
Enjoy the celebration.
Are you cheating?
Come on,
us?
Eat. You'd better stop, driver! Tell me, what are you carrying aboard this wagon?
Have you forgotten about me? I brought fireworks for the wedding ceremony, colored fireworks and firecrackers.
Let's go!
What's wrong with you? How smart are those two guards, really? Did they forget what happened when they last dealt with me? Go, animal, go! I told you I don't have anything prohibited.
Maria?
I'm here.
Maria, where are you?
Here.
Here you are. Maria?
No, you can't find me.
Where are you?
Come here and look. It's the wedding celebration.
What are you doing there?
Thank you.
Sir, I just got the news. Our spies are telling us that the enemy has reached our borders.
Do not tell Caesar anything about this until after the wedding ceremony has ended. Do you understand?
Our dear Bishop, proceed with the wedding ceremonies, if you may.
Recite the launching statement.
Distinguished guests, we welcome you in the name of the great Caesar. We are gathered here today by orders of the great Caesar of Rome, so that the great Bishop himself concludes the marriage of Lady Malika and Kratos.
In the name of God, Commander Kratos, do you swear that you will remain until the end of your life beside Lady Malika, who is related to the pure family and who is one of the grandsons of Simon, the guardian of Jesus Christ? Do you swear that you will never separate from her, Commander Kratos?
I swear to you. I swear that nothing will ever separate me from Lady Malika except death.
Excellent, excellent.
Oh, poor girl. What kind of fate is awaiting her, I wonder?
Lady Malika, do you swear that you will never separate from Commander Kratos?
Stop that!
And that you will be beside him forever? Lady Malika, do you swear that you will remain with Kratos, the leader of Rome, and that you will never separate from him? And to stay beside him for the rest of your life?
What?
Lady, for the third time I ask, do you swear that you will remain for the rest of your life beside Commander Kratos and that you will never leave him at all for any reason?
Oh!
on earth happened? It's unbelievable.
All my hopes have been blown away by the wind.
What's wrong?
We should bury the dream of controlling the Roman Empire forever.
Calm yourself down.
I have said many times and from the beginning, Malika is dangerous, and we should not be fooled by her innocent appearance.
It appeared to be some miracle.
I really think that you have been scared too, Herod.
Scared? No. Me scared? I am busy thinking about a solution that will enable you to once again sit on the throne of the Roman Empire. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Then tell me now. What is your solution?
Listen to what I'm going to say. The enemy has now reached our borders.
Then you think that we cannot hide this matter from Caesar anymore, right?
In that case, my dear Kratos, you must go and confront your enemy. But not with all your forces. You must not resist too much and see that the fires of war reach the city walls. Listen.
Yes.
When the time is right, I'll make my move. First of all, I will get rid of Caesar. Then I will eliminate his precious granddaughter, Princess Malika.
If you say one word to Lady Malika or any other person, be sure that you will never see your daughter anymore, understand? Caesar, I have a really important message. Excuse me for bothering you, but I am compelled to do so.
What's happening? I see you're wearing your military uniform.
The enemy has arrived close to our borders.
The enemy has become very close to our borders, and you're telling me this right now?
The enemy took advantage of our preoccupation with preparing the wedding and approached secretly. I only recently became aware of this matter.
Very well. Very well. We shall take advantage of the night to bring all of our forces and equipments to the border and stand all together as a dam facing them. Now tell me, is that clear?
Orders, my lord. Rest assured, your majesty. We will never allow our enemy to move forward anymore. We shall expel them using the fire shells from our catapults.
My lord. Oh, great Christ, please be my asylum and aid. Plead me, God, for our best interest. Helena, you came. You are late. I was worried for you. What happened, Helena? Why are you crying? Tell me.
What about luck? I wish I can do something. Nothing, my Lady Malika. Nothing at all.
It is fine, Helena. Nothing important happened. I'm not disturbed at all because this wedding didn't happen, trust me. So why shall you hurt and disturb yourself, my dear? Stop, Helena. Helena, what happened to your face, my dear? Why didn't you bring Maria?
Nothing, my lady. Nothing.
You poor little girl. You will remain here all alone.
Thank you.
fire!
Somewhere. I've been waiting for this moment for years. God be with you.
Mother? Why is Lady Malika dressed like servants?
Who knows? Anyways, the lady never does a purposeless action. I'm sure she has a reason behind that.
Where are you, my dear lady? I have missed you. I really have.
Come, my dear, come. There is only a little more left to go. Ahead of you lies a difficult journey, my daughter. But your destiny will be realized. Don't be afraid. God is protecting you. Come, my dear.
Where have you been? I have been waiting for you.
Come in, my daughter. The mother of your future husband. The leader of the women of the world and the daughter of the Prophet of Islam. Mrs. Fatima Zahra is our guest.
Peace be upon you, my lady.
Thousands of greetings and may God's peace be upon you, my dear. Come. All of existence has been awaiting the arrival of your son for centuries.
My lady, why can't I see who will be my future husband?
You will see him soon, my dear, God willing. Repeat this phrase with me, my dear. Soon, God's promise will be fulfilled, God willing.
Hold on! Hold on! Where are you going?
You cannot be called a slave. Just go and give thanks to God that you came away from this war safely, and that you have a new life now.
She woke up after she fainted. She regained consciousness.
No animal. Thankfully, you have regained consciousness and you have returned safely. Drink some water, my daughter.
Do you have any news of Byzantium?
This city has been destroyed. The emperor and his wife have been killed. And the city has fallen into Herod's hands. This is only what I have heard, of course. And I frankly heard it from those who handed you to me. They were really kind to you, my daughter, as they saved you from the fires of the war. They gave you a new chance to live. And of course, because of their kindness, I had to pay a very large amount of money. Hurry up a little more. There is only a little way to go to reach Baghdad.
Wow, beautiful!
Where is that boy?
May peace be upon you.
May peace be upon you too.
Can I take a little bit of your time, please?
I cannot make another pledge. I promised my customers that I would finish their work at the agreed upon time.
Brother, I bring peace for you from the Holy Land.
Please come inside, my brother. Come in. Come in.
Brother, this is a very important message for the area to Lord Al-Hadi. They told me that you can deliver it to the Lord.
Come back after 3 days and you will bring the answer, God willing.
May peace be upon Bashir bin Sulaiman. Please tell me how are you doing, my dear friend?
What do you think of the sword?
It is very good.
I see that you are on your own once again.
I'll come later to take it.
You are welcome.
You are alone again, Bashir. Where is your rowdy son?
He has gone to play his childhood games.
Then at least you should keep one of those slaves that you purchase and then set them free once again. So you could benefit from him on a day such as this day, my friend.
If matters were in our hands, we would have abolished slave trading and closed the slave market.
What you are saying right now is very dangerous, Sulaiman. Tell me, are you tired of your life?
Here he has begun again.
What's your name? Why are you that happy? And all that happiness because you're gonna be a servant?
My name is Malika, and I swear to you that I won't be a slave, you'll see. I promise you I won't be a slave, and the bird flock will sit on my shoulder. And at the end, I will go and see my lord.
Qasim, son, this rowdy boy and his games.
Peace be upon you, father.
Peace be upon you, too. Where have you been lately, my boy?
Close to here. I went to play with the police and beat them.
How many times have I told you that this playing is very dangerous? Why did you go back and repeat this action?
I'm cautious, father. Don't worry, this is their sanction for not letting us see our master, Al-Hadi.
Very well. How many policemen did you beat today?
5, my father. 5. I got the help of a butterfly today.
Be calm, my son. Just remember that policemen are obliged to do their work.
Don't worry, father. I know who deserves to be hit and who doesn't deserve to be hit.
Come with me, my son. I want to take you to serve our Lord Al-Hadi.
Yay, how awesome! Thank you, God! Thank you!
Come on, Qasim.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch, goodness. If I only knew which troublesome boy did this, I shall punish him severely.
Sweet and fresh dates.
Fresh and delicious dates.
Sweet and fresh dates.
Fresh and delicious dates.
Sweet and fresh dates. Sweet and fresh dates.
Yes. What is it you want? What are you looking at? Go away, boy. Go away.
Sweet and fresh dates.
May peace be upon you, brother.
Peace upon you, too.
If you don't mind, I would like to see the dates, as I wish to buy some.
You're welcome, sir.
Go ahead, brother. Come in, please.
Of course. I'll be at your service.
Wait a minute. It is forbidden to enter this house. The prince's orders.
What's the matter with you? The prince said that no one could enter or leave this house. But he did not say that its dwellers should suffer from hunger.
God bless you.
That's great!
Stop right there! Only the father is allowed in.
Dear Qasim, stay here and wait for me, please. These messages are from one of your followers.
Suleiman, go to Baghdad Market. They have brought slaves from Greece. There is a young woman among the captives whose name is Malika. Give her our letter, and then she will agree to come with you. Pay from the money I entrusted with you, and bring her to me quickly, respectfully, and invisibly. Give my regards to your son, Kasim. Suleiman, my brother, don't forget the money for your dates.
It looks like it hurts you a lot, huh?
Huh? This is none of your business, kid. So you are the one! I recognize you!
You've been hit from the earth and the sky.
And now I present to you all the most powerful man in Constantinople. His muscles and strength are unique. He will only be sold for 50 gold coins.
50 coins? What is he made of, diamonds?
He is equal to 10 men.
So he probably eats as much as 10 men do. 40 coins, no more, no less. And don't try any more than that. That's all I can do. Come on.
Listen to me. He is a very good master. I have known him for years now. He will give you good food and a very good place to sleep. What do you think? Tell me. Hey, my dear friend, this man will be coming with you.
All right, now introduce us to them.
This one is a very good cook. She cooks Roman food excellently. That one knows how to read and write. And this one...
Why don't you tell us about that one? Tell me exactly what she can do. Does she know how to cook and clean?
You mean this one? She knows all the arts. And also knows Arabic language. But, she is a different case from all the others. Plus, she is not for sale now.
But I would like to buy her.
My daughter, is this not the person for whom you are waiting for? So you do not want to go with this one? No. Sorry, I cannot sell her to you.
Well, I'll pay you double, and believe me, brother, you will not be disappointed.
My daughter, look well at his face. Isn't he the one whom you've told me about earlier? I don't even understand. How do you know that someone would come for you?
I'll pay triple the price, 150 coins. Now tell me, can you better that?
What a good opportunity is slipping away from my hands. Listen, my daughter, you have to go with one of those men now. I cannot miss this golden chance. My daughter, you have to help me.
I swear by God that going with him will mean the end of my life.
I've never seen a slaver consulting his slave about ownership references, and now we're seeing it happening in front of our eyes.
Yeah,
I can't take this anymore. If you don't want to sell, we're gonna go home. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Wait. I also want to buy.
And who is this?
I have a message from one of the elders and notables of the Arabs. Nobody is as generous as he is, and I have what she wants. My lady, what is your name?
My name is Malika.
Hmm?
This message is from our Lord Al-Hadi. May peace be upon him. Hear our lady.
What's happening? And who's this guy?
He's a stranger. I've never seen him before in my life.
Oh, then this is the man you've been waiting for. Isn't that true, my daughter?
Here is your reward for safeguarding what was entrusted to you, mother.
It was a really good trade. Thank God for everything.
That slaver is really strange. What happened
You're
over
right.
here? What is this
Let's
sale?
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Good luck.
Forgive my boldness, but I cannot hide my puzzlement. How can you kiss a letter when you don't know its writer and you have not seen him until now?
I swear by God, sir. I swear by God that I know my Lord Imam Al-Hadi, may peace be upon him, more than anyone else. May Allah guide me until I'm right here and I go with you. Be sure that if my Lord and Master had not written the letter in my mother tongue and presented you as his secretary, I would never have agreed with you.
One year later.
Despite the presence of all the policemen, pebbles are still thrown at us every day.
The policeman who still needs to satisfy his night hunger and who doesn't have his night bread is like a scarecrow in the garden.
Quiet! The Caliph may know about what you say.
Let it reach him. What will happen then? There has been no news about salaries this month, and it's the seventh month without news about salaries.
You shall cause us trouble. Your words shall eliminate us.
What I don't understand is that after the death of Lord Al-Hadi, what's the need for protecting his son Al-Hassan Al-Askari? What danger this man could cause for the government of the certified Abbasid Caliph?
You have spent several years guarding this house, and you still ask why? Don't you know the power and authority Al-Hassan Al-Askari has among the Shia? And in addition to that, some rumors are saying that Al-Hassan Al-Askari shall have a son, who shall eliminate the family of the Caliph.
I bring with me Lady Hakima. She wants to visit her nephew and check on him.
Tell her that according to the orders of the Abbasid Caliph, no one is allowed to enter the house of Al-Hassan Al-Askari.
Oh, son, give me permission to visit my nephew. I have missed him so much. May my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah, intercede for you on the day of resurrection.
Go ahead, my lady. Enter.
You disobeyed the orders.
I swear by God that during all this time, I have not seen anything from this family except ethics.
What shall you say now to the Caliph? Tell me!
May peace be upon you, Aunt. Welcome.
Greetings from Allah to my Master and Lord.
I have missed you, my dear Aunt. Go ahead. Go, please. My aunt, tonight is the night for which all the prophets have been waiting. It is the night of the birth of my son, the promised Mahdi. Tonight, you should take care of Nergis.
But my lord, there are no signs either of pregnancy or of birth.
It is God's promise. If God wants something to happen, it will happen. Have you forgotten how Nergis entered our house in my father's time? When we were under siege, and we're still under siege until now.
May peace be upon Lady Malika.
May peace be upon you, my aunt. You still call me. You still call me Malika.
Very well, very well. Come on, dear Nergis. Sit here beside me. Come. I want to see you very well. What a beautiful butterfly. It's like a beautiful angel. Where did you find it, my daughter?
It found me, my aunt, long time ago. Since I was the granddaughter of the Caesar of Rome, this beautiful butterfly guided me to come here and to become the daughter-in-law of Imam al-Hadi, that's the truth, and to become the wife of Imam al-Askari and his son's mother.
What is happening?
My aunt, I think it's the time of my son's birth.
Oh, God, what a miracle it is.
My lord. My lord Al-Hassan, hurry up. It's the time of your son's birth.
Tell the world about the birth of the Promised One. He comes to spread fairness and justice throughout the world.